Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking to Mike Weaver on SOS Radio today. And Mike, we're just talking about how you and your kids have already seen Black Panther like three times. I guess that's what happens when you're home on spring break.
It's every kind of like fantastic sort of story. It's everything, man. It's Star Wars to Marvel, even like Disney cartoons, like all of that. When my kids came along, they became like my cover. You know, being an adult, watching all of these like these kid things, you know. And so, I'm super, super stoked about Infinity Wars coming out. You know what I mean? I'm super excited to see Han Solo. I don't have any comics or very many collectibles. Like it's the story, and that's what it is. Somebody said this the other day that story is the language of the human heart, man. And it's like, I get it. And so, and I love those stories that are just kind of like otherworldly, like heroes facing some kind of like big evil, man. And I love it. And I love watching it with my kids and hiding behind the fact that I feel better about myself. Sometimes before we go on, the lightsaber is my wireless microphone. I'm like reliving it. You know, it's like I try not to do that in front of people, but it's like, just so you know, I'm letting you in on the inside. I'm making lightsaber noises with my wireless microphone back behind the stage.
Now, Mike, you and your band, you work hard to write and produce and record a new album. Then you take time and you go on tour and then you play those songs. But what's the downtime like after a song reaches number one and then you hit that season of kind of nothing?
There's always these periods of time in between. That interim time that you're talking about is the time I heard my friend Andy Gellhorn say it like this. He goes, you know that feeling like when you feel like you're never going to write another song? And I was like, dude, I'm so glad you said that, because I thought I was the only guy in the world that like felt that way, you know? But I'll tell you what's weirder than within that interim time are the times when what you're singing, you feel like something in life, in your life, is contradicting that in some way. And the enemy's trying to rub your nose in it, dude. Because I talked before about dealing with self-hatred, and then the Lord did this big work in my life around the song Redeemed. But man, that wasn't the end of the self-hatred. And there's nothing worse than like winning an award, this song about like dealing with self-hatred and having victory over self-hatred. But then it showing up again and you going like, dude, was I wrong? Like, what's the deal? And man, we just have to press through that stuff. My family went through just one of the most craziest about 3 years that we've ever been through. My brother became a double amputee, man, lost both of his feet, you know, and my dad passed just on Christmas Day. Saw him deal with a terrible struggle with pulmonary fibrosis. And in that season, we're going out and we're singing songs like My Story, and we're going, you know, if I told you my story, you'd hear victory, you know? I remember the day after my brother was in the hospital and lost both of his feet, and me having to go out and sing that song, and I called my dad, and I was like, Dad, I don't think I can sing this, dude. It's just hurting right now, man. And he goes, yes, you can. And he goes, because your brother's story is not over yet. Neither is yours. You go out there and just sing that. You sing that song to the problem, you know? And, man, there's a thing that just kind of rose up in the middle of that, and it's not about always feeling it.
Dude, that's so good. We're talking to Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave. We're going to talk a little deeper about when the devil throws things at you and challenges you and tempts you, the same things you've struggled with in the past, how you just keep moving forward without fear. We'll share what Mike's learned about that coming up next on SOS Radio. And here's that song that he was talking about. It's called My Story on SOS. More with Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave next on SOS.
The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
We're talking to Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave today at SOS Radio. And a few minutes ago, Mike, you were talking about how you write songs about victory, but then sometimes life throws you a curveball, and then you have to sing to the problem when the devil's trying to make you feel fake.
Sometimes you just got to stand on it, even when it doesn't feel like it's true. And you know what, man? When we've done that in our lives, we've always seen Jesus come through. It's not even the way that we asked him to, but it's like he always comes through in such a way that literally, even though we've had problems or whatever, we would have to overlook, I mean, just millions of things that God has done, just being so faithful, even in the midst of the problem, man. So the crazier time for me is the times when it doesn't necessarily feel true, But I'm learning, man, as I'm getting older, because I'm getting older, dude. As I'm getting older, that's what I'm learning. Is like, it's not about the way you feel. Just because it feels some other way doesn't mean that it's not true, man. And it's really, the only say we have in it is our response. We don't get to pick our trouble a lot of times, you know? But it's like, we have a say about how we respond to it, and we can choose to stand on what we believe is true, and we can believe it even when it doesn't feel real.
I like that. You know, we push through when we're living on the promises of God. And earlier, Mike, you were talking about how you love powerful stories, and we were talking about movies and comics. And Mike, what Bible story do you think could change the world if Hollywood would give it like $100 million budget to make it into a blockbuster film?
Dude, okay. So, you know, like we talked about getting older. And so even though we are called Big Daddy Weave, and it's a confusing thing to people, I have no hair, dude. I'm a bald-headed guy, right? But there's this story of he's the student of Elijah. So Elijah's like bad to the bone prophet, right? And he literally is one of a couple of people in scripture who never died. He went up in a chariot of fire. But so his student Elisha asked him, "Hey Elijah, I want what you have, but I want twice as much." And Elijah says, "All right, you can have it if you see me go up." So Elisha witnesses his teacher Elijah the prophet go up in a chariot of fire. First of all, you know, and they wouldn't even have to play the old Chariots of Fire music. You're going to need something bigger than that. You know, we're going to need John Williams involved in this. But see, what I love about Elisha is walking around in the power, and these kids make fun of him because he is bald, and they are also making fun of the way his teacher goes up, you know, in a chariot of fire. And this group of teenagers, they go on up, old baldy. They make this chant out of it. Elisha curses them in the name of the Lord, and these two bears come out of the woods and eat all 50 teenagers. Chainsaw Massacre has nothing on his two bears just come and make a buffet out of these kids. I love it because I feel like Elisha barely even flinched, you know what I mean? Like, they're just like going up, old Baldy, and then he just like looks at them and then opens up like this double portion anointing kung fu on them. I'm telling you, I'm able to bring these more obscure stories to life, and I wish somebody had enough money to get Steven Spielberg, and let's do this thing.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.